Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Author Roundup, a special segment of the Book Connection Show, where we meet up-and-coming indie authors and talk to them about their recently released books. Good morning, and welcome to another episode of Author Roundup. I am your host for this interview today. My name is Emma, and I am joined with my guest, Dr. William Henry Wall, Jr. He is the author of From Healing to Hell, and he's here to tell his story. Dr. William Henry Wall, Jr., an Atlanta oral surgeon and former Emory University faculty member, shares a compelling narrative in From Healing to Hell. He recounts the tragic story of his father, Dr. W. Henry Wall, a respected Georgia physician and former state senator. After drug charges for an unwittingly addiction to prescription drugs, he was imprisoned in a U.S. facility involved in the CIA's MKUltra experiments. Dr. Wall Jr.'s moving account spans 50 years, offering a cautionary tale about the unchecked powers of government. Hi, Dr. Wall. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Good. First off, I just want to say thank you for being here today. I'm sure this is not easy to talk about. And second, we thank you for sharing your story with us, because there are so many people that can benefit from this and your experience and your father's experience as well. Can you tell us a little bit more about your book, From Healing to Hell?
Well, it was an incredible experience. It happened when I was about 16 years old. My father was in prison. He was in prison at the Lexington drug farm, only to find out that he was a victim of the CIA MKUltra drug experiments without his knowledge and without his consent. Mm-hmm. An incredible story.
So this is from your perspective, from your point of view?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Had to be written.
Okay, right. And you mentioned that you were 16 when your father was convicted and sentenced. Do you remember that day specifically?
I do. It was no fun.
Yeah. And you recount that in your book as well?
Yes.
Yeah. And you say you and your family, were they aware what was going on, that your father was being experimented on against his will? What was that? What was that like?
Well, and I found that out after the church Senate subcommittee did an investigation, and like 15, 20 years later. I mean, we did not know. We did not. We suspected something happened, but we didn't know. Put these drugs in the cafeteria line, and that's how he got the drug through what he thought was normal food, which had been poisoned.
Oh my gosh!
It was incredible, you know. Okay. And to think that in a free country,
yeah.
The government officials would do that is truly incredible.
Yeah, that's devastating. I can't imagine how many people as well went through that in the facility. So the CIA, was it at the time like very, very secretive? Like, wasn't it like not really known about back then? Because this was in the 40s and 50s, right?
50s, they did not know what CIA was. It was a secret organization.
Right. And so were you able to visit him, and how did he seem when he was in prison?
We did visit him at Christmas.
Okay.
It hadn't happened then, but it happened apparently in January of 1953, I think.
Oh, wow. And how long was he there?
There for 8 months.
Oh, okay.
When he found out they were experimenting with him, he wanted to come to the Atlanta Federal Pen, which is a federal pen where you've got criminals. You know, he wanted to come to Atlanta. He wanted to get out of there.
Yeah.
We couldn't get him out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so sorry. I can't imagine what that was like to go through, you and your family. What inspired the idea for the book? Obviously, your father and his story, but what made you want to actively seek out writing and publishing your story?
I knew the book had to be written because the story was so incredibly tragic. It had to be told. The story had to be told.
Mm-hmm. What did your family say when you came to them saying that you wanted to write and share the story with the world? What were their thoughts?
The truth is, my children did not want me to do it because they really didn't understand the thing totally. I knew I had to do it. They're dealing with it now, but they didn't want me to do it. And yeah. I think because it's such a difficult story for the family, you know?
Oh, yeah. And sure, I'm sure it was hard to relive that while you were writing as well. I'm sure it wasn't easy for you.
It was difficult.
Yeah. And trying to recount different things and memories, and I'm sure things that had been, you know, pushed to the side and having to relive it, I'm sure was very, very hard.
It was in jail. We actually lost all our property. It was all auctioned off at Courthouse Square.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I can't imagine that. And do you have any siblings?
My sister died about 10 months ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So when did you start writing your book? I know it came out at the end of last year. Well, August of last year. When did you start writing it?
It was published the first edition was published in 2011. Actually, the book was actually written probably about 2006.
Okay. So how did the writing start for you? How was it writing for you, sitting down and actually starting to write your father's story and experience?
Well, I actually did a web search and found a company called Editorial Department, and they put me with an author who helped me with it, Bessie White. I tried to get Bessie to put her name on the book, and she would not do it. And I think it was because she was afraid of the CIA.
Oh, yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about the title? Where did the title come from? How did you decide on it? And how does it represent your story and your father's story?
The title was something I came up with, and I named it From Healing to Hell because my father was a physician, so he was a healer.
Right.
And to hell was a MK Ultra story.
Mm-hmm. And your father, can you tell us a little bit about him? I know that he was a physician. How long was he a physician for?
He was a physician for about 33 years.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's amazing.
He was also a politician. He loved to converse with people, and he, as you said, he loved the politics, but he enjoyed interplaying with others.
Yeah, those two are very definitely the medical field and politics. It's a very, like, if you like people, he seems like he would like people a lot. What was it like growing up with your dad as a physician? Obviously, you're an oral surgeon, but were you always interested in medicine because of your father?
Yes, because he used to do a lot of house calls, and I would go with him on house calls, I'd say it's horrible. I wouldn't see the patients, but he did a lot of house calls, and we traveled all over the county.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy to think that there used to be house calls. Can you share a little bit about the cover of your book? I think it's very special. I'm assuming it's family photos on the cover of your book. I know this is the third edition, so I'm not sure what the other editions were like.
It's actually a picture that was made in the Henry Grady Hotel when there was a Henry Grady Hotel. It's not there anymore, but anyway, it was made in the restaurant of the Henry Grady Hotel, and you can see the name of it in the background of the picture.
Oh, really? Oh, cool. Was that something that you had decided on before you written your book, or during, or was did you talk about it with the design?
It was the only picture that we had of a family together.
Oh, wow.
So we had that, and it was one of the suggestions of, I think it was Betsy that told me, well, Henry, you need to tear that picture in half. The story devastated the family, and that tearing the picture is a sort of a
metaphor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It definitely makes like the reader think, you know, like, what is this story about? And yeah, it definitely poses as a metaphor for your family and your story as well. How long did it take you to complete your story, From Healing to Hell?
Actually, the experience I had with Betsy White, she spent about 6 months with me audio taping the story. And so she audio taped it all. And
Wow.
Together. I had a lot of positive comments about the book because people are surprised by how well the book is done.
Right. What was your writing experience like? Speaking as like just a writer and a self-publisher, what was your experience like? Have you ever like written before? Or
I'm not really a literary genius. Okay.
Yeah. You are a surgeon, but I didn't know, maybe.
Mr. White is literary genius. I'm not the literary genius. it was a good experience, though.
Right.
She did a good job on it, and in fact, one of my friends I was talking to at a restaurant yesterday. He said, "When I read your book, I couldn't believe you could really write that well." And I said, "Jason, I didn't really write it. It was somebody else." I said, she's very talented. I said, I'm not the literary genius in the family.
I'm just the surgeon. It's fine. I'm just the surgeon. What was the most difficult part of your writing process and experience?
Once we started audio taping the story, it was kind of difficult because I had to bring up a lot of stuff that I didn't want to remember because
right.
It was so
suppressed.
It was a very traumatic experience, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the story is my father didn't realize that he was going to be put into a situation where he would be experimented on with drugs. I mean, and not only that, they didn't ask him if he would volunteer for it. I think they did, but they didn't. They didn't really sit down and tell him how it was going to be something that would change his personality, which is ugly. I mean, that's very ugly if you think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're already dealing with people that are addicted and have addictions. And
right.
To have someone be so vulnerable and pick at them strategically.
Well, secretly, and to put it in their food. I mean, that's what they did.
That's insane. I can't imagine. I can't imagine that. So obviously, writing your book and saying your story out loud and sharing your story, do you think it helped you heal a little bit? Or
writing the book is actually what helped me heal about it, you know, because I spent a lot of time with it, and I had some real great help with Betsy, and it was a healing experience for me, and I didn't realize it was going to be that difficult.
Right.
But that's the experience I had, and I knew I had to do it.
Right. Because this happened in the 40s and 50s, so when was your father released when was transferred?
1953, mainly.
Okay.
And he got out in 54.
Okay.
And, but it was, you know, it was a difficult time.
Oh, yeah. 50 years, like the span of 50 years that this has happened. And if you don't mind me asking, when did your father pass? When did he pass away?
So, and he was within 2 months of being 65 years old.
Oh,
he
wow. Died. Wow. I'm so sorry. How is the feedback? Did you receive any feedback from your book? I know you mentioned earlier that your kids didn't really necessarily want you to share it or publish it, but have you received any feedback from your family or community about your book?
I think the family now understands I had to do it, and I think they want it to be a success.
Yeah. It's an amazing story. Like, I'm sure there's so much in it that comes from just like your story in general. And obviously your father would be very, very proud of you for sharing his story and the reality of what happened to him. And yeah, it's also the public should be aware of the government and things that have happened in the past. So I think there's so many things in it that's super, super important that people should be aware of and read about.
Everybody who reads the book are so surprised about it. And,
yeah.
Didn't you surprise when you read it?
Yeah, I was like, I couldn't believe it. No, I mean, like, when you read, like, the description alone of your book, it is like, I have to read this. Like, it is almost in a sense, like, it could be a movie or a show. I don't want to, say anything, like.
Been suggested.
Yeah, absolutely. So have you received any, like, feedback other than, like, family or community? Have you received any, like, reviews or anything? I know your book is, like, super fresh. It's super new, but.
We've had many good reviews, and mainly they are saying that they can't believe the story, and then they're surprised by the quality of the book, because Betsy did a good job with it, you know.
Right. What advice would you give a writer who is wishing to share their story like you, who has a compelling story that they would like to tell?
Well, you have to make the decision to do it, and then it's a sizable investment. And it's important to get a lot of good people to help you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Do you have any personal or book goals this year? Obviously, some more marketing for the book to get the word out about From Healing to Hell. But do you have any personal goals or any more, like, book goals this year? It's a brand new year.
Do some attendance with book signings and stuff like that.
Okay. Oh, very cool. Do you have any specifically in mind, or?
Oh, we can line some up, though.
Oh, great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, I guess a little bit about you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am an oral surgeon. I did teach at Emory.
At the dental school?
I'm an inventor. I'm the heart stent.
Yeah. Can you tell more about that? I'm very interested in that. So, you are the pioneer inventor of the heart stent technology, correct?
Correct. And I've been inventing for a while, and so. I've been inventing, and I've had some mistakes in inventing too.
Okay. And so I watched one of your other interviews, and you have the official, like, pendant for the heart stent technology, right?
Yeah, I'm the heart stent inventor.
Yeah. So can you, I'm just intrigued by this.
And one of the other inventors of a stent called the Palmer's Schatz stent, Richard Schatz, came up to me and said, Henry, what in the hell is a dentist doing working in heart?
I know. That's what I was thinking.
You know, and my answer was, because it was needed. And of course, the stent has saved over 30 million lives worldwide.
Yeah.
We're very proud of that.
That's insane. That's amazing.
And I am the first. They can't get ahead of it. I mean, they've tried, but they can't get ahead of it. You know, it's first.
Well done. That's amazing. It's so nice to be talking to the person who invented it. That's really cool. So any personal goals this year? I know you have some professional. Any personal goals?
Sell more books,
yeah. And so you said that you lived in Georgia and you have 4 kids and 8 grandkids, right?
That's correct. I'm real close to Stone Mountain.
Oh, nice. I've never been there.
It's a big mountain. Big mountain.
Well, I guess getting back to your book, From Healing to Hell, a little bit, what do you want people to get the most out of your book when they read it?
I want them to understand why the government and government officials have to be corrected and put on the right direction, and they can't do things that are illegal. And that's certainly something that happened to my father. It was completely illegal. And the fact that they did it, it's hard to explain, you know, but it's something that happened, and you have to tell the truth about what the story is.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's things that should not even be happening. People have, you know, massive trust in the government when, in fact, there are things like what happened to your father that is completely illegal and shouldn't be happening. And like you said, it should be completely aware of to everyone, and the truth and, you know, honest about your whole experience is amazing, incredible, and super compelling. What do you think your father would think about you sharing his story? What do you think he would think about the book?
I think he wanted me to do it because it was a bad experience for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was certainly not voluntary.
Yeah, yeah. But it was healing for you, I feel like, and that's also good in a sense. It, you know, obviously it was very hard to go through, but it's nice that it was kind of a healing experience for you. And
well, it's been fun hearing about the reaction when other people read it.
Yeah, yeah.
It surprises them and makes them aware of why you always have to be alert as to what the gum is up to.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and it's. I know that people will be shocked by it. I mean, I was shocked by it. And the thing is like, it's so crazy to think that that was your reality. Like, that was you and your family's and your father's reality for so many years. And it's just like wild to think about that you and your family, and obviously your father, went through that. And I'm very sorry you guys had to go through that.
Well, the basic thing is how my mother reacted to it and how she stepped in and led the family. I mean, she actually fed the family, and it was something that she did, and she certainly did a great job doing it. And it was very difficult.
Yeah. Well, I really loved your book. I think it was amazing. I think, like you said, it was written beautifully by Betsy, and you guys definitely made a great team coming up with a great book. And I wish you all success with your book and your marketing. And I hope this gets word about your book and people tune in and listen to your interview and your story, because it is super, super compelling. And is there anything you would like to say to the audience or to anyone out there?
Well, Emma, I would like very much for Archway to push this book, and let's move right on up to number one, because it needs to be at number one because of why it was published.
Right. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Dr. Wall, so much for your time. And thank you for sharing your story. And you out there, if you would like to purchase From Healing to Hell by Dr. William Henry Wall Jr., you can do so by going to archwaypublishing.com and purchase from our online bookstore, or you can also purchase from Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Well, thank you very much, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you, Emma.
Bye. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Before we go, show some love by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. Stay tuned for our next interview on the Book Connection Show, where we meet extraordinary indie voices with incredible stories.